I'm Ann Ball reporting. United Nations Special Envoy Stéphane de Mistura called Friday for an immediate ceasefire in Syria to stop both the horrific bombing of besieged eastern Ghouta and indiscriminate mortar shelling on Damascus. De Mistura said Russia, Iran, and Turkey must meet urgently to reinstate the de-escalation zones in Syria. The UN Security Council is set to vote Friday morning on a resolution calling for a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria. Meanwhile, reports say Syrian government warplanes supported by Russia pounded eastern Ghouta for a sixth straight day Friday, killing at least five people. The Trump White House is loading up a new round of North Korea sanctions. They're billing it as the biggest package yet. That's according to a senior administration official who says President Donald Trump will be talking about the new penalties on Friday. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
As the Winter Games wind down, the Trump White House is loading up a new round of North Korea sanctions. They're billing it as the biggest package yet. That's according to a senior administration official who says President Donald Trump will be talking about the new penalties on Friday. Vice President Mike Pence signaled they were incoming 2 weeks ago when he spoke in Tokyo on his way to the Olympics opening ceremony. Trump is expected to reveal details in a Friday speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, just days before the closing ceremony.
That was Grace Lee reporting. The daughter of U.S. President Donald Trump and a senior White House advisor arrived in Seoul on Friday to attend closing ceremonies of the Winter Olympic Games. This is VOA News. UN investigators say they have identified more than 40 South Sudanese officials and